Look up. Show me why he's bought.
But at least there was not a problem with that. I saw the Meister's question. So why is taking out Kinnim? The Meister, the Mishnah speaks about the Father Kedah, someone's allowed to shake his garments and the Kinnim fall out. So the Chayyim, they ask, why is there not a problem with Boira? Boira's not doing food, your Boira can be without food. Reuben's got some kinnim stuck in his head. So let's say he takes out, he wants to slide out the kinnim from the hair. You can ask him, why is that not burning? The kinnim is bad. Even if you rub it and you want to make it fall out, they're asking that torso burn. You're leaving your hair there, and why is the burn going out?
You said you don't want it.
That doesn't make it any burn. That makes it worse.
The hair stuck to your head.
That was an interesting question. That we mentioned, someone said this for a last very interesting story. That we asked another kasha was the Mechaber talks about someone pulls out one hair, a white hair from amongst black hairs. So the nice problem, the Mechaber says the problem of the Sulmash. So someone asked the kasha also, why is it not buried there? One's got a whole lot of black hairs, and there's one white hair in the middle, he pulls it out on Shabbos. He's over Issa of Goyim, I'll tell you, that's an Issa of Goyim, so on one hair. But here he's doing that over here, and the Mechaber says, no, what happened to Boira? Someone wanted to say, was it? What? That's certainly taking out. He's throwing out.
Why is he taking out?
He's not using it. He's taking out. You're not using it at all. It should be a problem. That's a big cash out. I haven't got this clear. Shlomo Zalman's got a test. Says maybe that it's all called mechuba. Every bit there is separate. I don't know. It's a good cash. I'm not sure. Over here, when you clean out your begodim and you wash yourself, ask the cash. Let's say someone's walking in the street and he falls over in some mud. He's got a muddy face. Can you wash his face? Is it boira?
No.
Have you heard the thing? Why is it not boira? What? Oh. So we said one test, we said what was lechayr, that there's no issa boira. Boira is when you've got a mixture, you've got two things. You've got an oichel with psoilus. If something is so choshul, it's not called mora with it at all, it's not called mixed at all with it, then there's no problem with boira. A plate is so choshul that which is on it is not called mix. It's a normal use of a plate to have dirt on it. A body is normal to have things on it. If you fall over, you get dirt on it. The body is so choshul, you don't say you've got dirt on a body. The body is the main thing. The dirt is insignificant. It's not considered a boira at all. Who had din lechayr with kidim and all these things that you've got? There's so no chashivas whatsoever. It's not called ma'uruv with the beggar. It's not called ma'uruv with the person. Maybe there's no problem with boira. So we are. Last time we left off with lechayr, we went through a whole shikha Torah. We said that the ma'isa kinim is an example you have to kill on Shabbos, even though normally an animal you mustn't kill on Shabbos. Kinim is an exception. Where is the reason we spoke about last time? The shayla was so you can spray it. You said that's question, no question about it, and you could also put some shampoo on. But you mustn't make your hair very wet because otherwise you're going to have a problem with schita. Then someone asked, are you allowed to take out the nit with your hand, or not the nit, the kinim with your hands, squash it and kill it? Yeah? That was what we left off with our weren't you? Is it a problem of muksa? So with such shchita, there's no problem. You're allowed to kill it, there's no issue of shchita on kinim. Is there a problem of muksa? What?
No.
So we said last time, there's no problem of shchita on kinim because in the eyes of Chazal, that barrier doesn't reproduce in the way that a normal animal does. It's not nicker to the eye. It's not recognizable to the eye. And therefore, in Chazal's eyes, that's not considered por of a robber.
And any other thing, not.
All of them you can see, all other ones you can see. Kinnim is the only exception. The only exception is kinnim. That's the only exception you got. The mice, that's why I have kinnim. And the possum dispute. The mice, the general concern of the possum is that kinnim now there's no problem with killing them. So the what? My friend, you won't find any other animals have to kill them. Because I'll say only kinnim. The only one you've got is. No, it's a mini. It's a species. You're right. That's not right. But it's that species. Can that species be fruitful? If you don't decide to stop it, that's not a shy. Shy is that a min which can reproduce? So the only ones are, the only what's a good use, the only ones that you can do it is kidding. And then we had a shy, we ended up last week, was is there a problem of muksa? Which lechayra is a problem. I would have thought it's a muksa. I looked around a bit today actually. I'll tell you what I found. I thought, so I read somewhere, that it was a problem of muksa. You got yusra. You can't touch muksa for yusra. But you can't squeeze it out. It's muksa.
You
eat your hair. You eat your hair, but you can't squeeze it. It's muksa. So everything you say is muksa on Shabbos. So I wrote, I had a few rayas, a few rayas over here. L'chayra, one of the rayas is that the Prima Golem says, there's no issa on taking off a parush on your flesh, which is stinging you, to loy gozu b'mokam tsar. They weren't goyzu b'mokam tsar. Vice loyzu, not for tsar, it would be a problem. Yeah, it's like a flea. It's a very similar thing. It's awesome. The mice, at the end of the day, I found that the Pisgah Tshuva brings over here at the bottom, Shin Tzah Zayin, he's matter actually. He says no problem with moks actually. He says it's like a grashal ray. It's an unpleasant thing. It's a chiddush. I must say it's a chiddush, and therefore there's no problem to kill it, even with your hands. Yeah, it's a chiddush. That's what he says. You can touch it and kill it. Okay, let's move on to what we're talking about now. Now talk about combing hair. What?
Wash your hands.
That's actually true. First of all, for hygiene, I think you wash your hands. But even, I would have thought so. I don't know. I would have thought so. I think it's a push. I love it actually. Kinner is, I think, one of the things you have to wash your hands for. Okay, everybody, so that coming after the halacha of rushing ahead, very interesting halacha this. I must tell you, I'm not 100% so clear on this, but we can't argue some push halacha, yeah? The halacha is, it starts off with a nozir. A nozir, who must let his hair grow, is also to have comb his hair. Now, all the 30, let's say he's a nozir for 30 days, all 30 days he mustn't comb his hair. So, there are various reasons why it's given, but it seems it's inevitable that when you comb your hair, it's inevitable that some hair doesn't come out. So Lemaitha, he's not allowed to comb his hair in a normal way because what's going to happen is some hair is going to come out. The Rivosh is very mad about this, and the Rivosh says that when a person brushes his hair, I must tell you, I never realized how complicated, maybe I haven't got so much hair to worry about this, but it's very interesting what happens when a person brushes his hair. A person brushes his hair, looks like, says the Rivosh, for two reasons. One reason is there are knots in the hair, which a person wants to straighten out. And therefore it's nichele. A person's mechaven when he brushes his hair in a normal brush. A person is mechaven to make sure that the hair gets straight. And there are no knots in it. And it's a psik ratio that hair will come out as well. And it's nichele with the hair coming out. So the Rivosh holds an issur min haTorah to brush one's hair on Shabbos.
Why is it nichele for the hair to come out?
Oh, very good. It looks like it's more pretty. You have to be an expert in this. But it looks like it's more nice. You look better looking when a person's got hair not with knots in. And the hair is nice and smooth all over. It looks like that. I don't know, I must say, I asked the Rosh today, he said to me, if the hair's very short, then it's tucker, no problem. But in a person who's got hair with a bit of length to it, then a person, l'chayra, wants his hair to be mummish smooth, yeah? L'chayra, the beard is the same thing. Someone's got a beard, it's got things inside there, and it doesn't like knots inside there. So someone takes a comb, l'chayra is the same shayla with the beard as with the hair. I say, it's not very practical for me to give you a share on this, really, because I can't really explain all this, but based myself on, in the past, or girls who've got long hair, whatever it is, people want to make their hair look nice, and therefore, it's inevitable the hair's going to come out. Besides that, we've watched this as well, that very, also very interesting, even with a soft brush, means the person doesn't use a very strong brush, but the person uses a softer brush, but some of the hairs, as time goes on, get slightly loose, they're semi-detached. They don't need much force to get those out. Those also you want to come out, someone said to me today, because it's not very nice when I'm having my chicken soup, for example, some hair's falling to the chicken soup. So when a person combs his hair, he's got really two reasons why he's combing his hair. First is to get rid of knots and things in his hair which he doesn't want. It's mechadon for that. And on top of that, he might have some hair which is semi-loose. I mean, it's still attached, semi-loose, and a person doesn't want that there, and he wants to make sure that also comes out. The kitzah, the bottom line is that it's, according to Rivosh, it's an issur midoraisa to comb one's hair on Shabbos in a normal way, with a strong comb. The ma'aseh is brought in halacha in Shin Gimel, the end of the halacha, Shin Chav Zayin, also listra and mistra for Shabbos. A person must not use a comb on Shabbos. Afila oishim mishayosim b'sachazir, even those ones that use b'sachazir, which are not so strong, e'ef shishlo ya'aklu sor, it's impossible that hairs don't come out. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, we marry quite a bit over here, the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, he brings it over here from the Shuras Yaakov. Roisi anoshim makilim listrik roishim shabbos. I've seen that people are lenient; they let their hair be combed on Shabbos. Okimat nasa dovak kahet etzlam. It's really, to me, people seem to take it as a heta. The oile inan chikat roish. Woe to the eyes that see this. Lava b'shat nefesh lechal shabbos b'dayim. This is mamish achil shabbos. He says. It's roy for every chacham in the town to warn people on this. Maybe they'll hear and take musa. That can't devolve. But kitzer, a normal comb to use on one's hair is not allowed to be done. So the shaila is now, what can you do? So the Mishnah Berurah and the Maaseh, they bring down, this is clear over here, that there are certain cases that one is allowed to brush one's hair. And that is if one uses a very soft brush. Soft is hard to know what's the definition of soft. I'll explain to you in a minute. Besides that, a soft brush where a person brushes very lightly, that means he's not going to pull. He's going to just make himself like a little part of the hair's combed nice, but it's not going to pull the hair. That case is mutter. Now, I can't tell you which brush is mutter. I was looking at a false, actually. Now, he brings such a brush over here. It's called, I wrote the name down, actually. I don't know if anyone's heard of it. An ouch brush, I think it was called. Anyone heard of it? Ugh. An ouchless brush. Anyone heard of it? It sounds to be a very soft brush, which he said he's tried out, and the mice, what? Could be, you have to try, but he said he's tried it out, and he's tried it on air shuttles, obviously, he tried it out, and the mice, most people, that it does not pull the hairs off. There are, though, some, a myriad of people that even with that brush, it pulls the hair off. So he says the best thing to do is to check it before Shabbos, such a thing. A person to try it out before Shabbos, a person to use a soft brush, brush very lightly his hair and see where the hairs come off. If it doesn't, then one can use it. If not, then it's a problem. An ouch, I've got written over here, ouchless brush. Don't know. I think someone told me to call it a shower brush. I haven't seen it. Is it a shower brush? Oh, I don't know what that is. I'd like to know what that is. Very interested to know what it is. So what they've done there. Obviously,
spaced out. The shower brush.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't catch the hair, it doesn't trap the hair in. But you mustn't brush very strongly, obviously. If you brush very strongly, you mustn't do it. And there is another chumra that Mishnah Berurah brings down, also very interesting, and that is the Mishnah Berurah says that it's kedai, because of Ugdu the Choyl, it's kedai to miyachad the brush just for Shabbos. That means besides the fact that you should use a soft brush, and besides the fact that you brush very softly, the third thing is that one should also have it that the brush is miyuchad for Shabbos only. By doing that, that gets rid of Ugdu the Choyl. He's worried about Ugdu the Choyl a bit. And therefore, he says, to get around this problem of Ugdu the Choyl, the best thing to do is to have a designated brush just for Shabbos itself. Yeah, that's also true. That's the Choyl problematic then. If the person's got very, very, people like that. Some people have got very sensitive, their hair's not stacking very well. So they give a rub, then the hair comes out. That's the Choyl problematic on Shabbos. Normally, the Mishnah Berurah says over here to use your hand. I'm sorry, the Ramah says, "I'm a loch for the fastest biyat." There's nothing wrong with running your fingers in your hair to make it nice. Let's go like that. If a person does the same thing as beard, for example, he wants to smooth out his beard a bit, so he can do it with his hand. But the problem is, if he feels there's a knot inside there, then obviously he can't do it with force. He's got to go away from there. But you're allowed to comb it with your hand slightly, that you could do. If a person, for example, knows when he does it with his hair, normally it doesn't happen. If a person knows when he brushes his hair or he does it with his hand, hair comes out, and he's got the same problem. Yeah? Because hair coming out is what a person wants as a wash. A person wants the hair to come out when you brush. Either because you don't want the hair to come out during the course of the day while you're eating, whatever it is, you don't want it. Or because you're doing it to make it look nice. You want your hair to look nice. And therefore, that's why you want to be nice and smooth.
He uses the brush. He doesn't want the hair to come out.
Maybe it's better. Could be better. There's nothing wrong, Rabbi. It's also very interesting thing. A lot of ladies ask this, actually. Especially ladies who've got hair, not too much shy of them, let's talk about hair. A lot of people have got hair, which, let's say you've got 2 days Yom Tov, Shabbos, whatever, it's got a bit of time, the hair gets very greasy. So they want to stop the grease in the hair. So one of the ways of doing it is to shampoo the hair, which reminds me, you can't wash the hair with shampoo on Shabbos, obviously. What you can do is, let's talk about the thing that's definitely mutter, there is such a thing called a powder shampoo. I think we brought this along last time when we did Moilids. A powder shampoo, it comes in a bottle, it's a powder, it's like talcum powder. It's the same thing as talcum powder. What you could do is the girls could put it on their hair, whatever, rub it in lightly, and then brush it off very lightly. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as you brush it off lightly, that's okay. That stops the grease, that is okay. What there is on the market is this over here, which we spoke about a while ago. That's this spray over here. I'm not doing it on my hair, but look, you can show my hands. Now you can see what's happened over here. It comes into a powder. Now that is l'chorah a problem. What was the problem with that?
Moilid.
So that l'chorah cannot be used. Oh, it smells very strong.
No, it doesn't smell too strong.
So that lechaira is a problem with moil. That should not be used on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, because there, even though the powder itself is mutter, but you're changing from a liquid. You can hear inside the bottle. You can hear there's a liquid inside here. And as it comes out, it comes into a solid. So that should not be used. But I'm saying you can buy ready-made powder, and you put that on the hair very lightly to brush that. What? To tarp pad also. Tarp pad also. It's probably a lot cheaper. Yeah, these things. You can also use. That is another answer what a person could do. Put this week, it's mainly how when you're preparing shiuri, what happens? Someone had someone this week, some, I think, blue tack or chewing gum stuck in his hair. So lechaira, that is problematic. To pull the chewing gum off. Okay, it's all loynichale there, a person does zikha, doesn't want it, the hair to come out. But you, that's some sick ratio. What happens is, it's definitely, I might have to explain to you. When a person combs his hair, and he wants the hair to look nice, that's an istam natura of geuzers. If a person combs out hair because something's stuck in it, it doesn't want to look, it's not doing it to look nice, but it just bothers him. There's something stuck in his hair, he wants to get rid of it. He's not doing it to look nice. That is a malocha she'ed sricha legufa, which is also not allowed to be done on Shabbos, so you're stuck. If someone gets chewing gum or blue tack or whatever it is stuck in his hair, he's got a problem on Shabbos. Yeah, so he keeps saying, leave his hair on the whole of Shabbos, I know, it's not very practical. So here I just saw Rabbi Ribia says an interesting eitzah, I've never tried this out. He says an eitzah to get around this problem, something which, let's say he's talking about chewing gum, is to take something from the freezer, which is frozen, let me just read out what he says here. A simple solution is to apply ice to the spot where the gum is embedded. Ice. Leave the ice on there for a bit of time. You see, this shear is not only a halacha shear, it's a practical shear as well. That's the beauty of this shear. You hear that? A practical shear as well. So besides the fact that you've got this thing over here which gets stuck in and you can't put it out, so what you do is you take some ice, he says. Take some ice where the gum is embedded, on the spot where it's embedded, and it should cause the gum to harden. And then, after a while, it loses its stickiness and it should just slide off without tearing the hair. All right, that will be an eitzah how to get around this problem. So, Bekitza, what we said tonight? What? So, what we said tonight is the chayyur combing with a normal hairbrush is problematic on Shabbos for various reasons, and therefore a person should not use it. Mishmur says clearly it's the wrong. People should stop this minute. It's the wrong thing to comb one's hair in a normal way on Shabbos. What? Because the problem of geuzers, a person wants the hair to be unknotted. He wants the semi. Attached hair to come away. He doesn't want it all there, so he wants it off. Therefore, one should not allow to comb in the wrong way. What one can do is three conditions. One has a soft brush, so it's not inevitable the hair's going to come out. You brush very softly again, so it's not inevitable that the hair's going to be pulled out. And then this is another thing, you should use a keli, which is designated for Shabbos, a special brush, which is used just for Shabbos. And that way it gets around the problem of Udachor. When you do that, then one may use a brush on Shabbos. I think it could be one should try out before Shabbos. It's a good answer to try out before Shabbos because everyone's hair is different. Some people are very, very flimsy, it comes off very easily. Others are a bit more common, a bit harder. And therefore, you should try out before Shabbos, see when it comes out. If it comes out, you shouldn't use it on Shabbos. If it doesn't come out, you can use it on Shabbos. All right, everybody, touch. Yeah.